Good weekend to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. How do you respond when you hear or read something that just doesn't sound right, especially if it is said or written by someone you trust and respect? What if that confusing something is in the Bible? The past few days, we've been looking very carefully at some things Jesus was saying to a crowd of people, as recorded by John, one of the disciples who was there that day. The statements Jesus made that day are hugely significant for every person of all time. Now today, let's look carefully as Jesus continued speaking to the crowd, but now some of what he said was very controversial, confusing, and some people were so frustrated they actually walked away from Jesus that day, writing him off as insane, and they never came back. We find the story only in John chapter 6. Let's listen closely as Jesus is speaking. John 6, verse 45 records that Jesus said, "It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard the Father and learned from him comes to me." Jesus was speaking to a Jewish crowd and quoting one of their most revered Old Testament prophets, Isaiah, who in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 13, wrote in his day about the future of Jerusalem and God's people who would live there. "All your children will be taught by the Lord, and great will be their peace." 700 years before Jesus was speaking to a crowd on the shoreline of the Sea of Galilee, God had moved Isaiah, the Jewish prophet, to write about a time after the destruction of Jerusalem by King Nebuchadnezzar in 586 BC that would miraculously provide for the rebuilding of Jerusalem and the teaching of God's word to those Jews who rebuilt the city. It happened when Ezra the priest led a time of great spiritual renewal in recently rebuilt Jerusalem, as recorded in the books of Ezra and Nehemiah. But Isaiah's prophecy was being fulfilled also with Jesus, who was now teaching the Jews as God's messenger sent directly from heaven as God incarnate, living among them and proclaiming God's truth to all who would listen. Isaiah's prophecy was being fulfilled right before their eyes, if they were willing to see it. So Jesus continued, "No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father." John 6, verse 46. Do you understand what Jesus was saying here? Jesus was declaring that he alone has seen God the Father since he lived in heaven before God sent him to earth. He was again declaring that Almighty God is his Father, that he, Jesus, is God the Son. Jesus kept challenging the people over and over with every miracle, every teaching, to decide who is Jesus. Jesus claimed over and over that he is God the Son, sent from heaven to earth by God the Father with God's message of truth for our human race. Jesus challenges you and me today, 2,000 years later, to answer the same question. Who is Jesus, and how do you and I respond to the truth he proclaims? Jesus continued, and his words now became very challenging. "Very truly, I tell you, the person who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they eventually died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven, which whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give so the world may live." John 6, verse 47 to 51. Oh my, we need to pause right here and make sure we don't rush past these words. Why? Because they are a line of demarcation between life and death for all humanity. I urge you to read those few sentences two or three times. Do you understand what Jesus is saying, my friends? No, obviously Jesus is not promoting cannibalism. Nor at any time did Jesus cut pieces of his flesh and give it to people to eat. But sinless Jesus, God the Son, did give his body as a sacrifice on the cross to pay for the sins of all humanity. As Jesus went to the cross, God the Father heaped upon Jesus all the sin guilt of all humanity, and then God poured out his justice, judgment, wrath upon all that sin, and Jesus died on that cross bearing our sin guilt. Isaiah chapter 53, Romans chapter 5 verse 8, 1 John chapter 4 verse 9 and 10. Why? So that any person who fully trusts the truth of this will be ransomed by God from their sin as God the Father places Jesus' death payment upon their sin guilt and declares them forgiven, justified. Romans chapter 8 verse 1, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18 and 19. And then God replaces our sin guilt with the cleansing holiness of Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21, 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. God then grants to those forgiven people the assurance of eternal life in heaven with Jesus. John 3, 16 and 17, John 5, verse 24. Now, don't rush past that without owning it, my friends. It is God's only provision for any person to gain eternal life with God in heaven. There is no other way. John tells us the people in the crowd that day were thrown into a frenzy of confusion and argument, for they simply could not grasp the powerful, life-saving truth Jesus was speaking. While Jesus said more, and we need to understand and wrestle with it, we'll do that on Monday. This is so important, we don't want to rush. The rest of your life and mine and our eternal destiny hinges on our proper understanding of what Jesus was saying that day. So I urge you to go back and read John 6, verse 33 to 51, over and over, asking God to open your mind to understand his life-saving truth.